rocket from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of GreenSports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pleasant Valley Field on the campus of Peters Township Elementary School for the 2026 WPIL-UPMC Sports Medicine Class 1A Softball Championships presented by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Today's matchup, it is the third place consolation game between the number 3-seeded West Green Pioneers and the number 5-seed Jefferson Morgan Rockets. It's a Green County tilt, and the winner will move on to the state playoffs. The loser has their season come to an end this afternoon. Green Sports Internet presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Again, welcome to Pleasant Valley Field on the campus of Peters Township. And the teams have taken their final warm-ups. Welcome to the Iron Synergy pregame show as we get you ready for a good one. These two teams have met already twice this year. We will talk about that here a little bit. Want to thank our crew showing up here. And we've got Noah Tennant, the producer for today's show. Also, we have there we are. Noah Tennant. Easton Pettit running camera. He's just to our left. He's in the right field, near the right field foul pole that they are fixing right now because it was in the wrong spot. And he was the one that noticed that, so shout out to him. We pointed out the umpires. They're getting that fixed right now. And myself, Rusty Pettit, bringing you the action here today. And once again, we talked about these two teams, both Green County squads. Only one of them we'll move on to the state tournament, and it'll be the winner of today's game. And we'll get you ready for that and talk about the previous matchups here on the Iron Synergy pregame show right after this.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Green County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Green County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Welcome back to the Iron Synergy pregame show. The umpires, coaches, and captains out there getting the ground rules laid down right now. Yeah, these two teams, West Green and Jefferson, familiar with each other, both coming out of Section 2 in Class 1A. Carmichael's was a section champ, and they were 9-1 in the conference. And then followed right behind them, West Green 8-2, and Jefferson Morgan 7-3. Best Center also made the postseason, coming in fourth, and they were 4-6 in the conference. But the big story between these two so far this year, and the reason why West Green was the runner up in the conference versus Jefferson Morgan being the third place team, is due to the fact that West Green won both the other matchups here. The first matchup was at home. On April 7th, West Green won a high-scoring affair, 10-8 in that one. And then the two teams would meet at Jefferson on April 20th, a couple weeks after that. And high-scoring for West Green, not so much for Jeff Morgan. That one a little more lopsided. And West Green was the winner, 10-1 in that one. They would go on to lose a couple games, three out of four, and some of those non-conference heading into the playoffs. But then they had the big 15-1 win over Southside in the opening round of their playoffs, and then they lost to Carmichael's in the semifinals, which put them in the consolation matchup. And then, of course, Jefferson Morgan had the pleasure of doing their game against Leechburg back in the first round. They played in the 5-12 matchup, and they got them in three innings, 18-12. They put up 18 runs in that opening frame up there at Gateway High School. And then they came on to upset Sarah Catholic, small upset. They had Jefferson being the 5 seed, Sarah Catholic the 4 seed. They beat them in a low-scoring tight matchup, 2-1, before they finally fell to Union, who is the number 1 seed, and taking on Carmichael's in tomorrow's championship game out at Lilly Field in California. That game tomorrow at noon. And Jefferson Morgan lost in that matchup to Union, and it was a good matchup. They gave up some runs early and gave Union's tough team, defending champs, but they did succumb to them, and they'll match up against West Green here today. And this game's scheduled for 4 o'clock, so we expect to get up and running in time, and we'll be back with the starting lineups here right after this on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
Welcome back to Pleasant Valley Field, Peters Township, Pennsylvania, and we're going to give you the starting lineups for the teams here today. I don't know if they're going to have a national anthem or not. It should be Jefferson being the busy team, so we'll start off with their lineup first. And there you go. They're going to lead off the right fielder, Ada Wood. She wears number 15. The pitcher, Emily Bazzoli, will bat second to wear 13. In the three spot, it's going to be Ashlyn Snyder. There's a little bit. They do a little bit different stuff with the flex stuff. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that as we get into the game. But she'll bat third. In the four spot, it's going to be a shortstop number three, Gabby Marmy, and batting fifth and playing third base, number 22, Addie Larkin. Center fielder, Addie Teagarden. And where's number 24? She'll be batting six. In the seven spot, left fielder Robbie Finley wears number four. Number eight batter is going to be the first baseman, Kalyn Novak. She wears number 18. And rounding it out, the catcher, Kelsey Vessels, is number five and batting ninth. For West Green, their starting lineup, when they come up the bat in the bottom half of the inning, they will. So here.
No.
You don't. That's defensive for West Green. Where's their offensive lineup? We got that too. That's all right. I'll give you the West Green's starting lineup. They're going to be starting off with number 24, Madeline Roberts, the left fielder, and then the shortstop, number three, Kendra Tharp. Third baseman, Emlyn Beasel, wears number seven, bats third. Batting fourth is going to be Caitlin White. And then Josie Mason, designated player. Kylie Davis, the right fielder, after. All right, welcome back to Peter Stachup. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties trying to get back on the air here. It is the bottom of the first inning. Jefferson got one across in the first inning, so. They lead 1-0. The first batter for West Green was Madeline Roberts, and she struck out swinging. Kendra Tharp now bats with nobody on and one out.
I didn't do anything.
And there's a ground ball past the first baseman, and that's a fair ball. And that'll be a base hit for Kendra Tharp. She'll be on first with one out. So I think we're up and good. All right. Credit to Noah Tennant, our producer, getting things back on the air with help from Jason giving him a call as he's working down at Cal today for the championship games. There's a swing and a miss by Emmeline Beasel, number three hitter for West Green. Pitcher for Jefferson Morgan, Emily Bazzoli. It's ready now with the pitch, and that one in for a strike, and the runner's going to try to take second, and the tag is in time. What a throw by Vessels, and a great tag by Bales at second to get the out and erase the runner on the caught stealing. Two outs, nobody on that. I can see here on the replay. Actually, that's an earlier replay. That's all right. But, yeah, the throw, it was a delayed takeoff for the steal by Tharp. And that delay is what cost her. Pitch in the dirt. It's a ball. Is only now ready with the pitch. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher, and Bazzoli will throw on to first for out number three. West Green does get a runner on, but she's caught stealing, and they do not score during the inning. We head to the second. It's Jefferson Morgan 1, West Green nothing on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Top of the second inning, Addie Teagarden, first pitch swinging and hits it into left field for a base hit. pass to diving Beasel at third. And she'll be on with the leadoff runner with nobody out. Addie Teagarden getting that hit, second one of the afternoon for Jefferson. He also led off the first inning with a base hit by Abel Wood. That'll bring up Robbie Finley, the left fielder for the Rockets. That pitch is low. Runner heading down to second, throw. And, oh, the ball comes out. I think it was in time, but Tharp not able to hold on to it. And being and safe at second is Teagarden. Zimmerman. Ready with the pitch. That one high for a ball. There's a pop fly right side and drifting out of play off the roof of the concession stand restroom building. Bounced down into the woods, so I don't think they're getting that one back. Pitch from Zimmerman inside for a ball. Runner on second, nobody out. Jefferson Morgan leading 1-0 here. They bat in the top of the second inning. Ground ball up the middle, stopped by Tharp with his glove. The second baseman is going to try to throw it over there. Brudnock, she does not throw it over in time. So it'll be an infield single for Finley, and that'll put runners at the corner with nobody out. And that'll bring up the designated player, Caitlin Novak. And ball gets past the catcher, and the runners will all advance. And that'll score Teagarden from third, and Jefferson leads 2-0. And the runner will move to second. That is Finley. Actually, she goes all the way to third. Novak, the batter. Two nothing lead by Jefferson Morgan. Zimmerman now ready with the pitch. Line drive towards the first baseman, caught for the out. Nice play there by Caitlin White to get out number one, and that'll keep Finley at third base as Kelsey Vessels, the catcher, comes up to bat for the first time this afternoon. Okay. Thank you. All right. Kelsey Vessels, right-handed batter, awaits the pitch from Zimmerman. Pitch called strike. And it's 0-1. If you're Vessels, you really just want to put this ball into play here to try to get that run home. This time she squares around a bunt, bunts it foul towards the first base dugout, and she falls behind on the count 0-2. So more than likely swinging away here with the 0-2 count. Runner on third is Robbie Finley. Now the 0-2 pitch. Line drive towards the right fielder, and it's caught for out number two. Runner at third, Finley is tagging. The throw to the plate is in time! What a play, what a throw, and they don't get that run in, but Jefferson does score one to increase their lead to 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. They lead West Green 2-0 on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal Savings Loan in Green County, video on NFHS.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Jefferson leading West Green 2-0 now. We've got a run in each the first and the second inning. But a fine defensive play by the right fielder, Kylie Davis, who made the catch on the fly ball and then the throw home to get the outfield assist. And the runner trying to score the third run for Jefferson in Robbie Finley. And a big double play to end that inning and get Jefferson or get West Green out of it. So now the lead off with Caitlin White. She will face Bazzoli. That pitch has popped up on the right side of the infield. Second baseman coming over and making the catch is Bales. Fine catch just on the other side of the foul line there. You can see here in the replay, I had to navigate a couple different lines over there. I think that's what led to some of that confusion with where they placed the foul pole. You can see this is a multi-use field here at Pleasant Valley Field. And lots of lines going everywhere. And now that's going to bring up the designated player, Josie Mason. First pitch to her is lined up the middle and going to be an infield base hit. Kind of placed right in between Bales and Marmee. Neither one of them could make the play. So she is on with an infield single. And that'll bring up Kylie Davis. She is on first with one out. Zimmerman's pitch popped up on the left side of the infield. The shortstop, Marmee, calling for it, and she makes the catch for out number two. And that'll bring up Sammy Zimmerman, pitcher for West Green. Pitch is flied into right field, coming our way. Right fielder drifting back and making the catch is Ava Wood for out number three. West Green does get a runner on, but they leave that runner there. We head to the third inning. It's Jefferson Morgan 2, West Green nothing on the Green Sports Sunday presented by First Federal Savings Loan of Green County video on NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Top of the lineup for Jefferson leading off here in the third. Ava Wood, she's one for one, led off the game with a single. She scored in that first inning. Made a fine catch in right field to finish the bottom half of the second off. And now she skies one into right center field. Center fielder is Kyler Davis, and she will give way to Kylie Davis in right field, who makes the catch for out number one. Okay. Emily Bazzoli now the batter. Pitch is low for ball one. Bazzoli flied out to center field, her first at bat. Watches the ball come in high, and the count is 2-0. Top of the third inning, nobody on and one out. Jefferson batting with a 2-0 lead over West Green. There's a pitch that catches the outside corner for strike one, and the count is 2 balls and 1 strike on Emily Bazzoli. So again, the winner of this game will not only take third place in the WPIL, but also will qualify for the state tournament. There's a line drive into left field, and there's a base hit for Bazzoli. 1-for-2 on the afternoon. And that'll bring up Ashlyn Snyder. We'll get a pinch runner or a courtesy runner for Bazzoli. See if we can get a number for you there on that courtesy runner. And she's going to be running. The runner is going to be down to second and safe as the ball goes in a shallow center field, cut off there by the second baseman. That is number 2 for Jefferson, and that is Braylon Wood. Braylon Wood with stolen base. Runner on second now with the one out. I think that pitch was a ball, wasn't it? They have it up? Okay. Pop fly in the right field, coming right at Kylie Davis. She's got it for out number 2. So now runner on second with 2 outs. And Gabby Marmy, the shortstop, coming up to the plate. She reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. Pitch is high for a ball. It's 1-0. Braylon Wood, the courtesy runner for Bazzoli, standing on second with 2 outs. Jefferson Morgan with a 2-0 lead here, top of the third inning over West Green. Mazzoli's 1-0 pitch. That's popped up right side and fouling out of play. Count is even up at 1-1. Pitch is outside for a ball, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. On Gabby Marmy. Sammy Zimmerman's pitch. Popped up on the infield. Shortstop Tharp is under it, and she will have it for out number 3. Jefferson leaves the runner on base. He leads 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the third inning on Green Sports on Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
Rev up your summer in Greene County, Pennsylvania. Experience high-energy motocross, drag racing, powerful truck pulls, and lively car shows all season long. Feel the power at the Greene County Megapool, Saturday, June 13th at the Greene County Fairgrounds. Watch elite drivers and high-horsepower machines battle it out in an adrenaline-filled showcase of strength and skill. Don't miss this action-packed American tradition. Start your engines and plan your trip at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Bottom of the third inning, it is Katie Brudnock leading off things here for the Pioneers. Then it'll be Riley Ager, then flips around top of the order to Madeline Roberts. She waits the pitch from Emily Bazzoli. Pitch is high for a ball. The 1-0 pitch popped up on the infield. Shortstop Marmy there. She's got it for out number 1. A lot of soft contact for both of these pictures. And getting a lot of pop-ups and some fairly routine fly balls. So both job by Bazzoli and Zimmerman to pitch to contact and soft contact at that. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Riley Yeager. Nobody on and one out. Pitch is low for ball one. The 1-0 pitch, also low and inside, and the count is 2 balls and no strike on Riley Yeager. Once again, top of the lineup with Madeline Roberts up next for the Lady Pioneers. That one sails high, and it's 3 balls and no strike. No walks given up by either pitcher yet, but 3-0 count here on Yeager. Ground ball, left side, shortstop has it. Marmy's throw onto first is high and is going to sail over the first baseman, Snyder. And that was going to be a tough play. I'm not sure how they'll rule that here. I don't know if they don't really have the air. I think, what's that? Yeah. Could be an E6 on the throw. I think a good timely throw would have had her. But nonetheless, it is a runner on first with one out for Madeline Roberts here and the Pioneers. Left-handed batter is over one. She struck out swinging. Kind of had some swinging bunt attempts on that first at bat. Not able to make contact. Now she squares around a bunt, pops it up, and it's going to be caught by the third baseman. Great job by Larkin to come in and snag that for out number two. The whole infield there kind of ready for that from Roberts, and she got underneath it and popped it up. So Kendra Tharp will bat. She is 1-for-1, had a single, and then caught stealing in that first inning. Now comes up the runner on first and two outs. Pitch in for a ball, so now count 1-0 here as Bazzoli looks down at her wrist for the sign. Ready with the 1-0 offering. Pitch is high, and the count is 2-0. Bottom of the third inning, Jefferson Morgan leading West Green 2-0. West Green has a runner on first with two outs. Number two hitter Kendra Tharp awaits the 2-0 pitch from Emily Bazzoli. That one catches the inside corner, and the count is 2-1. A 2-1 pitch. Pop foul right side out of play. And the count is even up at 2-2. Two pitch. Lined into right field. That's a base hit. Oh, and it gets past the right fielder, Wood. And that'll send the runner around. They're going to wave her home. Throw is going to come into the infield, and they're going to try to get the second run home, and they do. Just like that, it is tied up. That ball got by Wood, and it was a long way to go. So it's going to be a base hit by Tharp, and then a fielding error that will end up scoring the runs. So now nobody on, two outs, and Emmeline Beasel up to the plate. She watches a strike. Count is 0-1. Jefferson doing so well defensively and pitching-wise, and that just like that, a blink of an eye. A round tripper via the error, and it's tied 2-2. Pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-1. So two errors on the inning for Jefferson. Costly. One pitch. Ooh, it hits the batter. So Beasel will be on first with a hit by pitch. First one of those of the afternoon. And that will bring up Caitlin White with a runner on first and two outs. She popped out to second in the second inning. It's a ground ball. Third baseman has it. A throw to first. Oh, he gets past the first baseman, Snyder. They will keep the runners at first and second. But the third error of the inning for Jefferson Morgan will put runners at first and second with two outs.
You got two off. Let's go.
Josie Mason, the batter. We have time called. Checking the bases. Everything seems to be okay. So runners at first and second. Two outs. Two runs already in for West Green here. Three errors on the inning for the Rockets. Pitch has popped up back over the backstop and out of play for strike one. Josie Mason, designated player. She grounded out the short, her last at bat. Pitch is fouled back again, and the count is 0-2. He's only ahead in the count now, ready with the 0-2 pitch. Called, strike three, and the side is retired, but not before the Pioneers can tie it up 2-2. They take advantage of three errors in the inning by the Rockets, and we head to the fourth inning. Squared up at two between Jefferson Morgan and West Green on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan in Green County. Video on NFHS.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Green County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Top of the fourth inning, now tied at two. It's going to be Addie Larkin leading things off here for the Rockets. She'll be followed by Addie Teagarden and Robbie Finley. First pitch in for a called strike. So West Green getting those two runs, and largely due to the fielding mishaps by the Rockets in the last of the third inning, they take advantage and quickly tie it up. Pitch is flied into right field, and it is down for a base hit. Larkin reaches, and for the third time today, Jefferson has their leadoff runner on. That'll bring up Addie Teagarden, runner on first. She's one for one with a single, and she scored back in the second as well. Now is a fly ball in the shallow left field. Left fielder is coming on, and Roberts has it for out number one. That'll send Larkin back to first base. Robbie Finley now, batter for the Rockets. She also singled back in the second inning. She's one for one on the afternoon. This time she fouls this one off, right side out of play. Strike one. Again, these two teams met twice in the month of April. West Green winning both of them, 10-8 and 10-1. Pitch misses outside for a ball, and the count is 1-1. This time Jefferson getting out to the 2-0 lead. Getting a run in the first, a run in the second, then West Green getting their two runs in the third to tie it up. We're in the top of the fourth. Jefferson with a runner on first and one out. There's a ground ball left side into left field for a base hit. Second one of the afternoon for Finley. That'll bring up Caitlin Novak, the designated player. She lined out to first her first time up. There's a ground ball up the middle, base hit. They will send the runner from third. The throw is going to be cut off, and Jefferson Morgan regains the lead. Alan Novak with an RBI single. And that'll bring up Kelsey Vessels, the catcher. They're on first and second now with the one out and a run in. Zimmerman's pitch. High for ball one. Vessels flied out to right field. Ended up being a double play as they got the runner Robbie Finley at the plate trying to score on the sack fly attempt. That pitch is in the dirt for ball two. Runners on first and second, one run in for Jefferson. They lead 3-2. There's one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Sammy Zimmerman now ready with the pitch. That ball's grounded to second base. They will tag the runner, and they get the double play. Slick play by Brudnock to turn two there. She tags the runner heading to second, throws on to first to retire the side. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jefferson 3, West Green 2 on Green Sports Internet, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan in Green County, video on NFHS.
The Green County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Green County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
This high school gym used to be packed most nights. Not anymore. Do you know why? Because bad behavior by fans, especially adults, has caused a shortage of game officials across the country. You see, without officials, we can't have sports. Don't let this become reality. It's time for a change. Let's bench bad behavior for good.
All right, back for the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jefferson leading 3-2 over West Green. West Green coming to bat here with Kylie Davis. She popped out to shortstop her first plate appearance. A couple times this game, Jefferson has looked poised to maybe break out with a big inning. They'll get a run in, and then all of a sudden some good defense by the Pioneers. They've turned two double plays, one from the outfield and that one on the infield, there to end the last threat by the Rockets. Emily Mazzoli now ready with the pitch. Fly ball into left center field. Center fielder Teagarden makes a fine running catch. Great play. She had to go a long way for that into left center. And she called off Finley and makes the catch route number one. And that'll bring up Sammy Zimmerman. She flied out to right field, her first at bat. Watch his pitch go across for strike one. No, one pitch outside, and the count is even up at 1-1. Mazzoli's 1-1 pitch. Grounded foul just outside of first base for strike two. And the count is 1-2 on Zimmerman. The 1-2 pitch. High, and the count is even at 2-2. Two pitch. That one's high and the count goes full on Zimmerman. Three, two pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Two outs, and that'll bring up Katie Brudenock, who made that fine double play to end the top of the fourth inning. She popped out short her first at-bat to lead off the third. It's the second strikeout, or sorry, the third strikeout of the afternoon by Mazzoli. There's a ground ball that's going to roll foul. Mazzoli now ready with the 0-1 pitch. That one low for a ball, and the count is even up at 1-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, Jefferson leading West Green 3-2. West Green batting in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody on and two outs. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one grounded sharply to the third baseman, Larkin. She throws on to first for out number three, and the Pioneers go down in order. We head to the fifth inning. Jefferson leading West Green 3-2 on Green Sports Sunnet, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Green County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Green County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
Welcome back to Pleasant Valley Field and the top of the fifth inning. It is going to be Ava Wood. She leadoff hitter for Jefferson. She's actually got, this is the third, this is not an apple lot. She's got to lead off three times. Usually leadoff hitter, you might only lead off once during a game, but she led off on the first, the third, and now the fifth. And she watches one sail high for ball one. She is one for two, singled and scored back in the first inning. Another pitch is high, and the count is 2-0. Ball's grounded towards the middle. Second baseman backhands it, throws to first, and able to get the out. Another fine play by Brudnock. She had a few of those this afternoon. That time she gets out number one. And it'll bring up Emily Bazzoli. She's also one for two in the afternoon. Pitch in for a called strike. Singled and was stranded out second back in the third inning. Zimmerman's pitch, low and in the dirt, and the count is 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is high for ball two. Third place consolation championship game. The winner also qualifies for the state tournament. The loser will have their season come to an end here this afternoon. Pitch is low and in the dirt, and it's 3-1. No walks on the day yet for Zimmerman. Hasn't gone to, this might be the first time she's gone to a three-ball count. The 3-1 pitch, grounded, foul, and the count is full. Three-two pitch, grounded, shortstop has it. Tharp throws and gets the out. Two ground ball outs here to start off the fifth inning, and that'll bring up Ashton Snyder with nobody on and two outs for the Rockets. 0-2 in the afternoon, reached via an error back in the first. Pitches low and in the dirt for ball one. The 1-0 pitch grounded towards the second baseman, Brudnock. She throws on to first, and the side is retired. The Rockets go down in order. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. They lead West Green 3-2 on GreenSports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. Video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com dreamfields.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Welcome back to the bottom, the bottom of the fifth inning. There we go. And leading off for West Greene is Riley Yeager. Watches that one come in for a strike. She reached on an error and scored back in the third inning. One of those two runs that scored on the hit by Tharp. She was on first at the time, and it looked like just going to be a base hit in the right field, but it got past the right fielder and all the way back to the fence, and everybody was off to the races. Pitch in for a ball, and here's the 1-1 pitch from Bozzoli. That one catches the outside corner, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch, grounded, shortstop, backhands it. Marmy throws on to first, and they get out number one. That'll bring up Kendra Tharp. She is 2-for-2 in the afternoon. Had that hit with the knock and the run home, and then also sprinting all the way around the bases to score and at the time tie this game up. But Jefferson would retake the lead. And there's a swinging bunt attempt that is missed for strike one. There's ground ball. Third baseman has it, and they get the out at first. Sorry, that was Madeline Roberts. That was the Tharp. I jumped ahead of myself there. That was Madeline Roberts with the ground out to third there. This will be Kendra Tharp. She is 2-for-2. Roberts now, incidentally, 0-for-3 on the afternoon. First pitch from Bozzoli is high for ball one. Called strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. Two outs, nobody on for West Greene here in the bottom of the fifth. There's a fly ball, line drive right at the center fielder, Teagarden, and she's got it for out number three. We head to the sixth. Jefferson Morgan 3, West Greene 2 on GreenSports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Welcome back to Pleasant Valley Field. Top of the sixth inning, Jefferson Morgan with the lead 3-2, and they will lead off with Gabby Marmy, their shortstop. She is 0-2 in the afternoon. This time lines it towards the shortstop on one hop, and Tharp quickly over to first for out number one. See there, fine play and a quick throw getting the speedy Marmy coming down the line. And that'll bring up Addie Larkin. 1-2 in the afternoon, singled back in the fourth inning. Singled and scored, I should say. Ground ball right back at the pitcher. Zimmerman has it, and she'll throw to first for the second out. Two quick outs. And that'll bring up Addie Teagarden. She's 1-2 in the afternoon, singled and scored in the second inning. Watch this pitch come in for strike one. Game is moving right along. We are on the top of the six. We started this game at 4 o'clock, so had some quick innings to go along with the runs scored. Pitches in the dirt for a ball, and the count is even up at 1-1. Mentioned earlier, Jefferson in particular had a couple innings where it looked like they might have a larger inning than they did, but erased by double play. There's a line drive in the base hit in the center field for Teagarden's second hit of the day. And that'll bring up Robbie Finley. Finley, 2-for-2 on the day. For the Rockets, you'd love to get some insurance here. We know Wes Green can put some runs on the board. Pitches in for a strike, and it's 0-1. One of these Green County teams will move on to the state playoffs. And one will have their season come to an end today. Who's going to win this afternoon? Well, it's still up in the air. Only a 3-2 game. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high for a ball, and it's 1-1. Runner on first with two outs. Zimmerman's 1-1 pitch. Grounded right back towards the third baseman. She's going to come across and make the play. Nice play by Ziesel. Beasel to retire the side. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Jefferson Morgan 3, West Green 2 on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
All right. It is the bottom of the sixth. Leading off is Emmeline Beasel. Made that fine play at third, and she watched strike one. The last out of the top of the six. Facing Emily Bazzoli for the third time. She 0-for-1 was hit by a pitch and reached back in the third. A one pitch is grounded towards third. Larkin has it, throws to first, and scooped out of the dirt for out number one by Snyder. Fine play on the low throw. See on the replay there, just getting her by a step. And that will bring up Caitlin White. She's 0-for-2 in the afternoon. Reached on an error back in the third inning. Swung on and missed for strike one. That was that third inning where West Green got their two runs. There were three errors in that inning, by my count at least, on the Rockets. Allowed them to get those runs. The 0-1 pitch. There's a fly ball in the right center field. It's coming back towards the wall. It's going to be down for a hit. It's going to be extra bases. Wood's going to throw it back into the infield with a one-out double for Caitlin White. First extra base hit given up by Bazzoli. And there's a runner on second with one out for Josie Mason. Struck out her last at bat. She is 1-for-2 in the afternoon. Watches the pitch come in high for a ball. And it's 1-0. Bazzoli's 1-0 pitch. Line drive up the middle. It's a base hit. They will send the runner home, and here's the throw. It'll be cut off, and the game is tied again. RBI single for Josie Mason ties it at 3. And now we will have Kylie Davis up with the runner on first with one out. Timeout. Coach Billy Sims talking something, trying to get a message across. So we are tied at 3 here on the RBI single by Mason. Runner on first with one out, and Kylie Davis, who is 0-for-2 in the afternoon, stands on the right side of the batter's box, grounds this one to the third baseman. Larkin has it, throws over to first to get the out. So we'll have a runner on second with two outs for Sammy Zimmerman. Pitch from Bazzoli, line down the right field line and foul. That's when that being foul play, the foul pole come being in the right spot comes into play. They had to move it. Easton was over there by the camera. He noticed it was not on the right line. A bunch of lines over there towards the right field fence. They had it on their own one. We have a timeout and a meeting at the mound. Mentioned West Green head coach, of course, Billy Sims, assisted by Tony Carrilla, Jeremiah Allison, Madison Lampe, Gary White, and then for Jefferson Morgan, their head coach, Rich Rush, assisted by Jake Rush and Dan Rush. All right, two outs, a runner on second, one run in to tie things up here for West Green here in the bottom of the sixth. 0-1 count on Sammy Zimmerman. Struck out her last at bat back in the fourth inning. Pitch catches the outside corner for a strike. And the count is 0-2. Pitch. High for a ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. That pitch also high, and the count is even up at 2-2. Patience shown by Zimmerman here. A couple tough takes on those rising fastballs. Beasel looks down at her wrist and now ready with the 2-2 pitch. Called strike three, and the side is retired, but West Green gets the third run to tie things up as we head to the seventh on Green Sports. Dunnett presented by First Federal Savings Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. What? We volunteer and invest in our community.
No.
Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Rev up your summer in Greene County, Pennsylvania. Experience high-energy motocross, drag racing, powerful truck pulls, and lively car shows all season long. Feel the power at the Greene County Megapool, Saturday, June 13th at the Greene County Fairgrounds. Watch elite drivers and high-horsepower machines battle it out in an adrenaline-filled showcase of strength and skill. Don't miss this action-packed American tradition. Start your engines and plan your trip at visitgreene.org.
All right, top of the seventh inning. Leading it off is going to be Kalen Novak for the Rockets. There's a foul ball, strike one. Novak is 1-for-2 in the afternoon. She singled back in the fourth. There's a ground ball up the middle, snagged by Brudnoff. Backhands it and throws it to first, and she has played one heck of a second base this afternoon. Continues to make those plays lick routine out there at second base, and that'll be out number one as Kelsey Bessels now comes up to the plate. Pitch is called strike. She has the unfortunate situation of hitting into a couple double plays. The first one was a right fly ball to right field that I think she thought might be a sack fly. And the last one was the ground ball to Brudnoff, where she turned two. This time it's fouled off, and she's quickly behind 0-2 in the count. A couple of those innings there that look like Jefferson might add on to their lead, and instead they weren't able to, and West Green been able to hang around, and now they've tied things up here as we're in the seventh. 0-2 pitch is low for a ball, and it's 1-2. After Vessels, it's the top of the order with Ava Wood. The 1-2 pitch. There's a ground ball right side. Brudnoff going to have it again. Tosses over and gets the second out. She has been busy. And that'll bring up Ava Wood with nobody on and two outs. 1-for-3 on the afternoon. Singled and scored back in the first. Go, Pitch from Zimmerman. Catches the strike zone for strike one. You know, one pitch. Off speed pitch, it's low for ball one, and the count is even up at 1-1. Pitch is fouled off to the right side now to play, and the count is 1-2. Nobody on, two outs, top of the seventh inning. We are tied at three. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. Now the Rockets do get a base runner on with two outs for Emily Bozzoli. She's 1-for-3 in the afternoon. An eye on Wood, see if she tries to get in scoring position here. Here's the pitch. Pitch is low, and good stop by Yeager to keep that in front of her. Zimmerman now back on the rubber, looks for the 1-0 pitch. Now the runner is going. The throw down to second is not going to be in time, and it's a stolen base for Ava Wood. Pitch was called strike, so the count is 1-1. And they're going to go ahead and give the intentional walk to Bozzoli. They don't want her to bat with this runner in scoring position. So that'll bring up Ashlyn Snyder with first and second and two outs. We get the courtesy runner coming out for Bozzoli. That was Braylon Wood last time, and it is her again. First walk issued actually is an intentional pass. So Snyder. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side foul, and it's going to be out of play for strike one. Ashlyn Snyder reached on an error back in the first. She's 0-for-3 in the afternoon, but now has a chance to knock in the go-ahead run in the seventh. Runners on first and second with two outs. Runners will be going on contact. Here's the 0-1 pitch. There's a line drive up the middle, base hit. Center fielder has it. She will throw into second, and Jefferson does retake the lead on the RBI single by Ashlyn Snyder. There on the replay, that one got into the outfield quickly. And runners at first and second still with two outs for Gabby Marmy. And we'll have a timeout as Billy Sims is going to come out and talk to his pitcher and the infield. So they intentionally walked Bozzoli to get to Snyder. All this happening on two outs. So Snyder now, her courtesy runner, Braylon Wood on second, and Ashlyn Snyder stands on first for Marmy, who is 0-for-3 in the afternoon. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the first. Pitch from Zimmerman. That one's low, and the count is 1-0.
Your turn, Marmy. Let's go, Gabby.
Jefferson runs in the first, third, and fourth, and now one here in the seventh. They lead 4-3. The 1-0 pitch. Fly ball! Deep left field, but foul. She got a lot of that one, but pulled it a little too much, and the count is 1-1. 1-1 pitch. That one catches the outside corner, and the count is 1-2. There's a throw back to second, trying to get Breland Wood. But ball gets out of the mitt of Brudnock, and she is safe. So runners at first and second, two outs, one run in here for Jefferson Morgan. They lead 4-3 in the top of the seventh. With Gabby Marmy at the plate facing a 1-2 count from Sammy Zimmerman. There's a ground ball foul left side, and the runners will head back to their base. Count stays at 1-2. For West Green, when they will get a chance to bat in the bottom half of the inning, it will be their 8, 9, and 1 hitters, Brudnock, Yeager, and Roberts. They're trying to keep this just a one-run deficit here at this time. Jefferson, of course, would like to add the insurance. Here's the pitch. Ground ball towards the middle. Brudnock has it. It gets past her into center field. One run will score. The other runner heading to third, and she's there in time. Runners at the corners with two outs, and now a two-run lead for Jefferson Morgan. See, this is kind of a soft ground ball, just kind of in no man's land. Long way for Brudnock to go. It's an RBI single for Marmy. Makes it 5-3, and we got another timeout, and they're going to bring new pitcher in. I believe that's Caitlin White. So Caitlin White will take over on the mound for Zimmerman. We'll see where Zimmerman goes. Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll be back here on GreenSports.net for this pitching change on GreenSports.net, presented by First Federal Savings Loan and Green County Video on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
All right, back here. First pitch in from Caitlin White is fouled off for a strike. And that is to Addie Larkin. It's 0-1 on her. The change, Caitlin White comes in to pitch. Then they moved Brudnock over to first base. And Zimmerman goes to second. Here's a line drive towards second. Oh, and it goes. The runner in the way. We're going to have runner interference here. And they call her out. So, yeah, the runner from first is going to be called out for running into the second baseman. And that will retire the side, but not before Jefferson Morgan can plate two. They retake the lead, and West Green down to their final three outs here as they trail 5-3 on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
The Green County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Green County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
All right, bottom of the seventh inning, West Green down to their final three outs. They're going to lead off with Katie Brudnock. And here's the pitch from Mazzoli. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. So West Green does get the leadoff runner on. And that'll bring up Riley Yeager. She reached on an air back in the third. She's 0 for 2 on the day. Here's the pitch. Called strike. You know, one pitch. Ground ball left side. Third baseman Larkin grabs it, throws, and is not going to get it. It popped out of her glove, and she could not recover in time to get the out of first. So an error will put runners at first and second with nobody out. This is what bit Jefferson back in the third inning when they gave up the initial two runs to West Green. West Green tying at the time at two. It was the three errors in the inning, and now they get the leadoff single and then the error at third to put two runners on. Tying run now standing at first base as Madeline Roberts comes to the plate. She is 0 for 3 in the afternoon. She bunts. It's popped in the air. Diving play by Bazzoli. Wow. And what do we got here? Do they say it didn't? They're saying it didn't. It's not a ground ball. Well, now people are running. What's going on here? I guess they're saying she didn't catch it? If she caught it, it's runners at first and second with one out. But then they threw. So is he saying he didn't catch it? If so, it should have been maybe an infield fly rule. What is going on? What is going on? Yeah, they're going to explain to Billy Sims, but I'm not sure what happened out there. Do you have any idea? No. Do we have the replay on that? Can we see the diving play? Here's the bunt. You can see there's the dive. And it looks to our count that Bazzoli made the catch. I'm trying to see an umpire there. I can't see an umpire making the call. So we have... There's two outs and a runner on first. Holy cow. So they threw to third and threw then through to second to get the two force outs, but everybody on the field, including the defense, like runners, you know, Jefferson and I think West Green, everybody thought that that was a caught pop-up. Everybody except for the guys in blue, and that is a huge turn of events. That takes away what could have been an enormous inning for the Pioneers, and now they're down to their final out with a runner on third. The tying run still at the plate in the form of Kendra Tharp. It was 2 for 3 in the afternoon. Pitch misses for a ball. Wow. I don't know that I've ever seen that. There's a foul ball back to the screen, and the count is even up at 1-1. So West Green got the leadoff runners on, but a bunt attempt that was popped up looked like it was caught. Apparently, it was ruled it was not, and they were able to get two force outs, one at second and one at third, on the play. And instead of having runners at first and second with one out, it's runners at runner at first with two outs now for West Green. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul, and the count is 1-2. And West Green down to their last strike of the season as they trail here in the bottom of the seventh, 5-3. Jefferson Morgan trying to punch their ticket to the state playoffs and take third place in the WPIL. Here's the pitch from Bazzoli. Line drive towards the shortstop. She's got it. The throw to first is not in time, and it gets past the first baseman. Runner will head to third, and there are runners at the corners now with one out. So an infield single for Kendra Tharp, beating the throw. And the tying run now at first again with two outs for Emmeline Beasel. 0 for 2. She was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. Bozzoli's pitch. High, and it's ball one. Bozzoli looks down at her wrist. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Shortstop has it. She'll throw to first. And it's not caught. Runners are safe. And one run is in. And the tying run now stands at third. Error at first base here as the throw was in time. But Snyder not able to make the catch. Now we have a timeout, a meeting on the mound with Jefferson in the infield, just talking things over. It is 5-4. What a crazy game. Caitlin White now stands up. She doubled her last plate appearance. She's got the tying run at first. The winning run is, or sorry, the tying run at third. The winning run is standing at first base. Emily Bozzoli ready with the pitch. Called strike. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled off, and it's 0-2. Once again, West Green down to their final strike. The Rockets trying to hold on. West Green, there's no quit in the Pioneers this afternoon. They came back to tie it up at 2. They came back to tie it up at 3. Now they've got the tying run at 3rd and the winning run standing at 1st here in the bottom of the 7th. The 0-2 pitch. Called strike 3 and the ball game is over. Emily Bozzoli gets the strikeout to end it. And Jefferson Morgan defeats West Green by a final score of 5-4, and they will advance to PIAA playoffs as they take third in the WPIAL. We'll be back here to wrap things up on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal, Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Green County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Green County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends. Because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com
dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Welcome back. The final score, Jefferson Morgan hangs on. They win 5-4 over West Greene to take third place in the WPIL, and they qualify for the PIAA state playoffs. And, wow, it was a tight game. Jefferson Morgan took a 2-0 lead, getting runs in the first and the second inning. West Greene would tie it up in the third inning to get two of their own. Jefferson got the lead back at 3-2, and West Greene would come back to tie it again. And then finally Jefferson getting that two spot in the seven, and it looked like they were going to maybe coast. They got the first two outs, but then West Greene, it looked like maybe going to just have a huge inning of their own. They got the first two lead runners on, and then they had a sacrifice bunt attempt by their leadoff hitter, Madeline Roberts, that was popped up. We thought it was a caught for the out, and I think everybody in the field did too. It looked like then that they must have ruled that it was not caught. So Jefferson Morgan quickly threw to third and then to second to get two force outs and erase a couple base runners for West Greene. And then they would eventually get with the tying run standing at third, they would get the big strikeout from Emily Bazzoli to end it, and they will advance 5-4. So crazy game here, but congratulations to Rich Rush and Jefferson Morgan for third place and advancing the state playoffs. And also big congratulations out to head coach Billy Sims and the Pioneers for a fine season again and making the postseason and taking fourth place in the WPIAL. And now it is time for our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game, Jefferson Morgan pitcher Emily Bazzoli, who got the big strikeout to end it, but she also was clutch at the plate too. She reached base twice. She had a single back in the third, but then also they pitched around her and gave her the intentional walk back in the seventh inning, and her courtesy runner was Braylon Wood, would come around to score later that inning, which ended up being the game-winning run, and it was the fifth run plated by the Rocks today. But she had five strikeouts on the afternoon and did a really good job. A couple quick innings she was able to get through too, and if it weren't for some fielding mishaps, this game could have been even a little bit more lopsided as there were some errors in the field by the Rockets. But Emily Bazzoli, congratulations, our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game. Well, that'll do it for us here this afternoon at Pleasant Valley Field. A big thank you to our crew. And big shout-out to Noah Tennant for running the show here behind the board and Easton Pettit on camera. And I'm Rusty Pettit. I want to thank you for joining us here, of course, on Green Sports Hut, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you trust. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet, better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Visit Greene.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarm.com. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Final score, Jefferson Morgan, 5, West Green 4. Jefferson Morgan heads to the state playoffs. And we'll have more postseason action for you on greensports.net. We'll see you soon. For Noah Tennant and Easton Pettit, I'm Rusty Pettit saying have a great afternoon.